Today's daf Maseches Eruvin daf Chaf Tes. We continue to study the foods and beverages that may be used to make up the Eruv. And the Gemara at the bottom of Amud Aleph brings halacha that onions may not be used. After some clarification, the real issue is with onion leaves that have not grown to the size of a zirsa, the span between the thumb and the end of the little finger, brought by the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Pei Vav Hei, also can be calculated at 21 centimeters. What's the problem with onions? The Braisa teaches that there's something in onions called nachash, which many understood as toxins. Again, with the notes of the Koran Talmud here, this is identified as the inflorescence of an onion stalk, which is a bit similar to a snake, with its long head and body. Rashi on the spot defines as nachash as some kind of oil that's in the onions. The Ritva says like a worm. And the note there says it's called allyl propyl disulfide. This is what actually gives the onion its flavor. It's the oil that gives the onion its flavor and can in fact be dangerous in large amounts, which by the Eruv, we require two meals worth. And that may be the reason why Chazal warned against using it. The Gemara now tells a story about Rabbi Chanina. Chanina, which the Achronim says, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, he ate a half an onion and half its toxins and became deathly ill. His friends davened for him to live, and it seems that tefillah was only effective, says the Gemara, because shehashah tzrichalo, that the generation needed him, that Rabbi Chanina was someone who people relied on, and therefore the gates of mercy were open to be able for him to continue to live. The Ritva here says, Rabbi Chanina made an error. The Chachamim said, don't eat it. He really should not have lived. Had it not been, Shashat Tzvichalo, comes the Marsha on this story and raises a powerful point. We have lots of stories of Chachamim davening for other people who had fallen ill, especially great tzaddikim. But this is the only instance where we see the urgency of the tefillah because the Shashat Tzvichalo, so why now, why here? Says the Marsha, because this was Rav Chanina ben Dosa, the great Balmaisim, the great Koach HaTfila, the great tzaddik who was able with his words, speaking to Hashem, to do incredible miracles on behalf of others. And we know from the Mishnah and Brachos Lamedal and the stories, he could storm the heavens like few others on behalf of other people. So here, why couldn't he daven for himself? Such a koach tefillah, we see an incredible idea here, says the Marsha, in bakashaso al atzmo mo'eles, ke bakasha acherim alav. Person asking for himself, for him to ask for himself, daven for himself, wouldn't have worked on the same level as other people asking at him. And he invokes the Gemara Brachos Daf Hey that a person in jail cannot get themselves out. What a powerful mice of the koch of tefillah of one Jew on behalf of another. The Gemara Baba Kama and Tzadik Beis, we've quoted before, says, if you daven for someone else, it's a school that you're answered first. What does this mean? By you putting somebody else's needs first. It's a mesiras nefesh. I'm davening on I could have davened for myself. I decided to think about you. You're answered first as a reward. I saw a beautiful explanation of this in the name of Rav Arla, the Belzer Rebbe. He says, "Amispal chaveiro, if you daven for someone else, v'hu tzarich le'oso davar." Not, says Rav Arla, you need the same thing the other person needs. No, v'hu tzarich le'oso davar. You need that the other person should have this refuah, healing, or parnasa, whatever it may be. It really bothers you that this other person is lacking, is in need. Who nanetchila? So the Gemara ends. Then you will, because of your genuine care, will be answered first. But if it's a joke, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. It doesn't work. And that was the schus of Chanina Mendoza, which he said. This was how he was successful. Im shkura tfilasi befi. That's the language of the Mishnah and Brachos. If the tfila is good in my mouth, it's working. It's effective. Rav Kook writes there, he says, if it was truly misyachis to the other, he knew that he was really connecting to the other, he knew that his tefillah would be effective. Maybe zocha, the power of tefillah for and on behalf of others with true desire for the betterment of the other.